BC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's basketball team off to a 2-0 start. Trying to make it 3-0 tonight on the road at Concordia St. Paul in a non-conference game. Brandon Chrisley joins us next on BC Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
The GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications is 10 times faster. Now you can get internet upload and download speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Plus, you can add GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi featuring Wi-Fi 6 technology to get the best in-home wireless experience. For the fastest internet service for your home or business, choose Minnesota's largest broadband cooperative, Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the GigaZone. It's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
BC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver men's basketball team won twice in Duluth last weekend, defeating Nebraska Kearney 96-90, defeating Southern Arkansas 82-79. The Friday game featured 14 league changes. Beavers led by Muhammad Kone had 24 points on 8 of 12 shooting. Second game against Southern Arkansas, Brandon Chrisleib had 15 points, as did Dalton Albrecht, both tying for the team high. Chrisleib, a sophomore, says that those two games showed a lot of adversity, and the Beavers responded very well to it.
Obviously, they went good because we got that win, but it showed our toughness because I would say majority of both those games we were down in the second half, and we fought our way all the way back to win. It showed us like who we really are and what we stand for. Like, we're not going to give up easily, and we all just want to win.
Chrisleib, a native of Ashley, Indiana, transferred in from Manchester College. Beavers will head on the road to Concordia St. Paul tonight for a non-conference game. Return home this Thursday and Friday. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.